This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We all hear the stories about the grocery store shelves stripped of toilet paper, flour, eggs, and other products during this coronavirus, while very few ag producers are actually having any trouble keeping up with demand. For example, Dan Wood, executive director of the Washington State Dairy Federation, says the stories about milk dumping at some dairies is a bit misleading.
There's plenty of milk. It's a matter of getting it into the stores on the retail side and trying to keep the retailers from limiting purchases, but even that won't save the day for what we're facing.
As for milk dumping, Wood says,
well, we really don't have milk dumping in Washington State right now. I believe the processing plants are trying to reorient their processing to handle the fluid milk, but you can only push so much volume through.
Even with that, Wood says the milk dumping concept is misunderstood.
I had somebody from a food network call me and say, hey, if it gets to dumping in this state, could you just send it to the food banks? And I explained to him that we cannot send the raw milk to them that way, that it has to be processed, but that we are pushing for more commodities for the food banks.
In these desperate times, Wood says, we've all got to help.
There's an effort to do everything we can to get their products to people in need. A lot of folks have lost their jobs and are going to rely on those food banks, and also to get assistance to dairy farms so they can stay in business.
Listen tomorrow for more on dairy farms in this coronavirus world.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.